800-237.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Hour number two, kicking it off here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Menwich.
Whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem, you're welcome to call in 800-259-9231 and bring it up. And of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find the bulletin board system. We have got over 22,000 posts for you to surf around through, over 600 people interacting there. And it's on the house. Actually, we've just made it so you can read through the bulletin board system without actually having to create an account, which is something you've never really been able to do in the past. We've always been concerned because it's a relatively unmoderated BBS, so people tend to post pictures of things that wouldn't really be appropriate for consumption by a minor, that sort of stuff. So you have to be careful. And so therefore, that's why I require...
You're really trying to advertise that BBS, aren't you?
I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you that that's why we had restricted it before, but we've unrestricted it at this point. Now you just have to click on one of those agreements, like when you're going into a porn site. It's not a porn site, okay? It's not at all. I'm just saying now
you're
and
really
then.
You're really trying to get people to go to your BBS
now,
now aren't
then,
you?
You're going to run across something that might offend you, so you just have to be careful at the Free Talk Live.
He pretends board. Like he's saying it's all, be careful. Really? He's trying to get, like, just trying to get everyone. He wants the BBS to be flooded by the end of the night.
What were those pictures of the flamethrower on there?
Whatever you do, don't go to the freetalklive.com BBS.
It might be. There
something
might be pictures of flamers
right
there.
All right,
pictures
so.
Of flamers. What was that flamethrower?
800-259-9231. All right, so we've been talking about the Supreme Court, sort of.
It just ignores us.
We've been talking about the... Because we're moving on. We've been talking about the Supreme Court, sort of, and we're going to get back into that. There are some crazy decisions they made today. But first, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, you just call them toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. One of the things that the Supreme Court decided on today was that police cannot be sued for how they enforce restraining orders, ending a lawsuit by a Colorado woman who claimed that police didn't do enough to prevent her estranged husband from killing her three young daughters. Jessica Gonzalez did not have a constitutional right to police enforcement of the court order against her husband, the court said in a 7-2 opinion.
Why are they here?
To serve and to protect.
What is their point,
the
then?
The state.
To generate revenue for the state, man, which...
You know, I mean...
And if, to act as though they're doing something for you in the process. That's all.
Apparently, they didn't do a very good job of acting like it in this case. I mean...
No.
She had a restraining order.
Well, they act like it until you call them. They act like it, you know, around in public events and that sort of thing, and they strut around as though they're doing something important. But when time comes to act, that's when you really get to find out what they're all about.
I think that in most cases...
Serve and protect politicians.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. City governments feared that if the court ruled the other way, it would unleash a potentially devastating flood of cases that could bankrupt municipal governments. Gee, why is that? Is it because the cops are frequently not doing what everyone thinks they're supposed to be doing? Is it because there are that many cases out there of cops dropping the ball and cops screwing things up?
What percentage of crimes that go unsolved? Something like 85, 90?
Now, let's be clear. Imagine if the cops were legally liable for their solving of a crime, their handling of a crime. I mean, a crime isn't an easy thing to solve under the best of circumstances. And you're certainly not going to arbitrate the ending of a domestic dispute so that all the parties are happy, you know? I mean, cops would be wearing lawsuits from every angle, I would think. Now, I don't think that this is good. I mean, I don't think this ruling is that great. It's kind of scary. I mean, if they just didn't show up when she called, that's a very dangerous situation. But at the same time, I see what they're worried about. So what do you think the middle of the road is on it? Instead of just bomb throwing at the cops, what's the middle of the road? What's the practical solution?
The practical solution is to get the state out of law enforcement. Because they aren't there to protect you. In fact, the Supreme Court has ruled very similarly to this in the past. This is just a virtually carbon copy of a few old Supreme Court cases that have said, beyond a reasonable doubt, that police have no obligation whatsoever to protect you in any facet. period. That's what the Supreme Court has said in the past. So this is just consistent with what they've said in the past, really. The cops aren't there to protect you. They're there to clean up afterwards. They're there to come by and, oh, look at the crime scene and, you know, tidy things up a little bit after the fact.
I think that's very accurate. I mean, I think that anybody who believes otherwise is just a fool. I think that, right. Yes, the cops are supposed to solve crimes.
Well, there are some people that want you to believe otherwise. The people that, for instance, want to ban guns, those people want you to believe that if there's someone in your house, breaking into your house in the middle of the night, that your only option should be to either run away and call the run away or call the police. And that you should wait and barricade yourself in your back bedroom until the police arrive so they can deal with the situation.
I hope Rosie O'Donnell has to take out a restraining order on someone. I really do.
Who's going to chase after her?
Some angry ex-lesbian lover?
I don't know. You're taking,
armed with a gun!
You're taking for granted that she's actually had lesbian lovers. I mean, perhaps there aren't any lesbians with that bad a taste either.
It should be noted that Rosie O'Donnell does have private security.
She does.
She does have private security.
She doesn't trust the cops to take care of her.
Right. And they're armed, those private security members. Now, if it's in your contract that these private security people are supposed to be taking care of you and there's certain provisions in there that say they're supposed to do X, Y, and Z and they don't do X, Y, and Z, then you have absolute basis to take them to court.
Oh, yeah.
If you're still alive.
Yeah.
Or your family members or whomever. And you don't have that with the cops. You just don't. And so anybody out there who thinks the police are out there to protect them, this should be a wake-up call for you. Because they are there to, as Johnson put it, to serve and protect the politician. To serve and protect the system. And to protect the state. That's why it doesn't say to serve and protect you on the side of their police cars. They're being somewhat honest. They're just not, you know, putting the entire phrase on there. It's like speeding tickets.
Mm-hmm.
They're not there to protect you. They're there to make money. They're there to supplement their budgets.
I'd love to interview, like, 300 cops and ask each of them to serve and protect who? And just see what all their responses are.
Oh, I'm sure they would. Well, the cops don't know. Now, you got to understand. For all the people that call this show thinking there's some sort of conspiracy theory, they don't take the cops into training and say, now look, we're really pulling
the... Here's your skull and bones card, kid.
We're really pulling the wool over the eyes of all these people. Look, you're not actually here. In case you thought that you were here to serve and protect people, no, you're actually not. They probably teach them that they're here to serve and
My
protect
My experience
people.
Is that most law enforcement officers are, like a lot of them, are big into this whole conspiracy theory, ultra-right... kind of thought process. A lot of them are. Oh, yeah.
What do you mean they're into it?
They're into it. They believe it. I mean, the first place I heard about the Illuminati was from a law enforcement officer.
And so do they believe they're a part of it?
No, they just believe their guy's collecting a paycheck.
Huh. Okay.
Like I told you many, many, many times, I think that there's only a few bad seeds, mm-hmm. and those are the ones that get the coverage, maybe 10%.
Man, I hope you're right about that, because from the times that we've spoken with ex-cops on this show, all the cops that I've spoken with and have asked specifically about corruption, they've said it rises through the ranks, that it's all over the place.
Well,
that there's plenty of cops that are
corruption.
Corrupt.
I mean... It depends on what you call corruption.
Police that are not doing their jobs, that are using their positions for their own advantage, that they're using their positions
Sell
for
drugs.
Their own enrichment, selling drugs, making money on the side, using their power in order to...
Sleeping with hookers while they're on duty.
Yeah, enrich themselves, which they're not supposed to be doing.
Forcing themselves on women at traffic stops.
Yeah, that would be pretty reprehensible.
Yeah, so there you go. So now it is official by the Supreme Court, in case nobody had ever noticed this before, you cannot rely on the police for protection. So if someone's breaking into your house at night, it is up to you to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it always has been.
Smoke them where they stand.
Exactly. And drag them inside the house in case they were outdoors.
Yeah. Put a stick in their hand.
Seriously, if you shoot somebody outside, bring them in. Because otherwise you're going to get charged with murder. This is your show. 800-259-9231. And we saved...
You learn something new every night.
Yes, you do.
Good Lord.
We have saved... And that's not legal advice, by the way. It's not a legal show. I'm not a lawyer, etc. So, all right. The big decision is the Internet Act. No, excuse me, not the Internet one. The file sharing. Internet file sharing decision. We'll come back with that.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. We're inside hour number 2, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And then what's join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got archives, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described. You can get them right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. In there, you'll find a link to podcastalley.com, where you can go vote for the show. Or you can just go directly to vote.freetalklive.com. We're actually going to be pushing that pretty hard here in a couple days because the voting will be resetting. So that's going to be really important. We'll tell you about that later this week. Yes, indeed. So we were just talking about the police, the role of the police. The Supreme Court has decided that, well, the police don't have any obligation to protect you. And actually, that's an old decision. What they specifically decided was the police don't have any obligation to protect you in regards to a restraining order. But they've ruled very similar in the past, just generally, that police have no obligation to protect you. And so we were asking, well, what is the role of the police? Well, according to the Chicagoan who emailed us, he says, according to the Supreme Court now, the duty of the police is to evict you from your home for the Pfizer company.
Which, or any other company that can pay the bills.
Or any other politically connected individual.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, that does reveal, because the police's job is to follow orders. The police should, you know, if we had our druthers here on this show, the police should be upholding the Constitution of the United States. Don't they swear an oath to do that when they swear in? I mean, they're part of the executive branch. Don't they swear to uphold the Constitution? Because they don't. I mean, the police follow orders blindly. I mean, if the police really were out here to protect and serve us, then they would refuse to follow bad orders. But they don't even, and for the most part, they don't bother to question bad orders. Because they'll get fired if they do that. And I think that's a problem. But it's nothing we can do about it, apparently. 800-259-9231, except maybe elect some libertarian police chief. Maybe that's the option to changing the police?
Well, we live in a lot of, you know, we currently live in a society of followers. People do not stick their necks out anymore for any reason.
That's true. Manwich over the weekend made it clear that he was not prepared to stop paying his property tax.
I'm not. And I don't want to lose my house.
Right, and that's why. They've got everybody scared to death. And I understand that, man, which I raked you over the coals a little bit about it, but I understand that. I paid mine this year, too, so there you go.
I think we were talking about income tax, actually.
Okay, income tax.
Yeah, I believe we were talking about income tax.
Right.
I'm telling you what, I'm kind of looking into this whole Social Security thing.
Now, I tell you, Social Security, you might just be able to get away without paying that, from the best I can see.
Since I've seen a letter from someone here in the area who said that, you know, the local Social Security office said, you don't need to have a Social Security number. Hard to live, but you don't need to have one.
Right, there's no requirement.
But now, the question is then, why, if there's no requirement to have one, what's the requirement to keep paying?
There can't possibly be a requirement to keep paying. I mean, just all you have to do is just logic it out. Social Security was a program created by a bunch of men and women in Washington, D.C., and why is it that they get to rule your life?
I'd want some documented evidence to that. I'd want some, you know, if I had a letter that said, yeah, there's no, you know, we've got the one letter that says that there's no requirement to have a Social Security number, and if there's no requirement to have a Social Security number, I'd like to take that one step further and find out, do I need to continue paying? Because if I don't, I've already got my Social Security number. I'll just stop paying.
Well, why don't you try this?
Like,
why
this one guy I know did, and he's got it on his...
He can prove it.
He can prove it. 11 years.
He's got that little printout thing that the Social Security people send you from time to time.
Well, it's just his tax return.
No, it's a Social Security printout that actually shows you year by year how much you paid in specifically to Social Security. And on his printout, back in, prior to 1993, it shows all the money that he paid in, and after that it's 0000000, all the way up till now.
Just hasn't paid in.
Yeah.
And I tell you, at my age, I'd love to stop paying in.
Yeah, I'm 24, and I've already paid in $10,000.
Yeah, I think I'm...
You're probably a little bit more over that, if not right around there. So in regards to how you could do this, Johnson, here's my suggestion. You send certified mail, or maybe actually walk in and hand them the letter. You know, that way you can say that you were there. Go to the local Social Security office, and in that letter, ask them the question. You know, can you cite the law that requires me to pay into your Social Security program? And can you tell me how it is that, if they can cite the law, can you explain to me how that law created authority over me?
I'd like to add, we have a kind of a local news segment here. We have a local news channel. And there's actually a guy on the local news channel, it goes by the name of Paul Green, who is a Social Security representative, and all he does is answer Social Security questions.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to have him, because I think they don't get a lot of questions. So I'd love to have him have to answer that question on the news.
Well, he'll dodge it. He'll dodge it as best as he can. I mean, these people are great about not answering questions. They're great about, getting around it specifically. But if there is a law that says I have to pay into Social Security, and I don't think there is, if there is a law, prove that it has authority over me. How can you possibly prove that? It's not possible. Because if it's a law, it's just words on paper that were written by men and women. And how is it that they got authority over you? Were they born with more authority over you, Johnson?
the way that they got more authority over me is that they're a majority and they're armed.
And they have guns. That's it. That's what it comes down to. But that's what you want to get them to admit.
Right.
Is that that's what you want to, and they never will.
I don't think it matters if they admit it or not. What matters is if it's true. And yes, I kind of agree with you, but I'm not going to take the Looney Tunes route of just say, oh, they didn't admit it, so therefore I'm just going to go, you know, and stop paying, you know. I don't feel like going to prison or running for the rest of my life. You know, there are certain things I'm willing to do. I'm willing to go to New Hampshire and start fighting.
Well, that's why more than one person has to do this at a time. That's why I suggested a few nights ago that people need to stop withholding their income tax from the from their employees. But they need to do it all at once, because if next week it's only one business owner that has the courage to stop withholding, and he announces and says, "I'm stopping withholding," publicly, announces that publicly, and no one else steps up at the same time to do it,
right,
they're going to get him. They're going to go after that guy and throw him into prison. But if it's 1,000 business owners that next week say, we're not going to withhold any more income taxes from our employees, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, I want to be, before I'm willing to take any sort of steps, I want to be around a lot of other people that are willing to just say, no, I'm done. I'm done with your government. I'm done with your programs. I'm done with your roads, your hospitals, your health care, your Social Security. I'm done with it. I don't need any of your services anymore.
Right.
Bye-bye, mommy. I'm moving out.
More importantly, I agree with that. More importantly, those people also need to be able to rally behind you in case they pick you to attack in the courts. They need to be able to, you need to have those people there out in front of the courthouse doing a jury nullification protest and, you know, informing other people. So you have to have more than 3 people involved. And that's kind of the key behind New Hampshire. That's the key behind the Free State Project, is to get people that think the way that we do, that think, gosh, liberty does sound nice, doesn't it? This whole freedom idea that we were told about so many years ago, I'd really like to have a piece of that. Let's do what we can to make sure it happens. That's the point behind the Free State Project.
And just to have some people in government who aren't total rubes.
Yeah.
Like now, they're like, you know, like this law against the flag burning right now, as though that's not going to, as though that's not going to increase flag burning by like 5,000%.
Right.
Stupid.
Yeah.
How stupid can you possibly be?
And by the way, to increase it 5,000%, all you'd have to do is have like 50 flags burned.
Exactly.
So hardly anybody ever burns
flags. One flag was burnt last year.
Right.
I mean,
That's why I threw out a number. That's why I threw out a number like, you know, 5,000%, is because, you know, you could have 5,000 flags burned, you know. Small group. That's a fairly small group of people compared to the one that was burned last year.
800-259-9231. There are some answers, but it takes courage, and it's going to take people getting together and standing up for liberty in order to do this. It can't be a one-man operation, unfortunately. More come back. Free Talk Live. You take control of the show.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
If you'd like an electrically adjustable bed, but don't think you can afford one, you haven't priced Craftmatic adjustable beds recently. Craftmatic Model 2 beds adjust to 1,001 comfortable positions, offer optional heat and relaxing built-in massage, and they temporarily relieve the pain of many health problems. Yet they cost hundreds less than many quality flatbeds. And Craftmatic Model 3 adjustable beds are available at just 50% of the Model 2's low cost. 50%! Call toll-free to get a free Craftmatic adjustable bed catalog by mail. You'll receive full details on Model 3's at 50% of a Model 2's low cost. Pick up your phone and call now for our free catalog. There's absolutely no obligation.
Call toll-free 1-800-419-5252. That's 1-800-419-5252. That number again, 1-800-419-5252.
You've heard about PODS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's your show, and you can bring up any political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with ya.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us, 800-259-9231. The email address, ftl@freetalklive.com. We got a lot of emails, and a few of them were in relation to you, Manwich. Specifically, your behavior on this past Saturday show.
Wait, you think I did something terrible.
About the file-sharing issue. Well, according to Sean, he was a little amused, but mostly distressed by Manwich's understanding, or I would suggest misunderstanding, of the file-sharing issue. As I'm sure you guys are aware of, the popular media isn't always unbiased when it comes to reporting. I think Manwich accidentally let the popular media think for him in this case. Maybe because of the lack of knowledge, laziness, or just apathy on the topic. Perhaps this is where the rest of the country finds themselves on just about every issue. I thought I'd attempt to articulate the issue to non-technical folks, and we're talking about internet file sharing, peer-to-peer file sharing. First, everything that uses the internet is file sharing technology. Internet Explorer, Netscape, Firefox, Outlook, everything shares files over the internet. So Congress needs to be very careful with the language that they use when they're making laws about this. Peer-to-peer file sharing is the issue that we're talking about. Second, BitTorrent is the largest peer-to-peer file sharing method. It's a design or method, Ian used the term protocol, of sharing files. There are numerous peer-to-peer programs that use this method and can all talk with each other. A more correct analogy for putting Bram Cohen, the creator of BitTorrent, in jail for the files being shared would be putting Ray Tomlinson, the inventor of email, in jail because someone emailed the recipe of Coca-Cola. BitTorrent is reportedly responsible for 30% of all traffic on the internet, including your daily email and your FARC.com reading. 30% is a very significant number. One could argue, then, that the internet could be shut off, since it clearly is a tool where a significant portion of it is being used for illegal file sharing. Manwich claimed that the creators of peer-to-peer software, do it specifically for illicit file sharing. BitTorrent was created by a very intelligent programmer who believed that it was for sharing legal Linux software. If you don't believe that, here are a few pieces of circumstantial evidence. The BitTorrent design relies on a central phone book tracker for everyone that is sharing a particular file. Someone who was creating this for illicit purposes would surely use another method to accomplish this, and other methods do exist. This makes it very easy for any law enforcement group to immediately get all of the addresses of all of the people sharing a particular file. So if this guy was programming this technology in order to encourage illicit file sharing, why did he make it so transparent, man? Didn't have that information on Saturday night, did you? It's okay. You can backtrack.
I have no intention of backtracking.
Uh-huh.
The people that have the problem here are the people, like, most of these emails, I would wager, are from people that have stolen music on the internet and now wish to justify their behavior. So they want to point fingers everywhere. Let's do some finger pointing.
I've never met anyone who hasn't stolen music on the internet, actually.
No, that's probably true.
I've never met someone who hasn't done that once.
All I'm saying is do you not think that Napster was there for the purpose of moving music back and forth, like stolen music? Illegal music.
I cannot testify to the purposes of the original people creating the program.
You and all these people are so thoroughly enmeshed in their side that they get no opposition.
You don't even address the legitimate point he's making here. See, your problem here, Manwich, is you just have your position. And by the way, Manwich's position on file sharing and the government going after these companies is... What? You don't care, right?
I really don't care.
You don't care.
I just don't care very much.
However, you'll defend the government's ability to go after these people to the bitter, bitter end, even when it shows your hypocrisy. And you will not address any of the points that any of the emailers make. He just made the point that this technology, one of the technologies that you claim was made for the purpose of transferring illegal files, he just told you, and perhaps you didn't understand it, that it's totally transparent. If you want to go on a BitTorrent site right now, one of those pirate websites...
Not right now. Initially, it was created that way. It ain't that way anymore.
No, actually, it is that way. I could go connect to any BitTorrent stream and get you the IP addresses of every single person downloading that file.
No, there are now trackerless torrents, and there are ways to... There are clients specifically spoof your IP.
Well, then that wasn't That wasn't the creator of BitTorrent that did that.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's not that way anymore.
Well, I don't have one of those clients personally. But anyway, so the point still remains, Manwich is talking about going after the creators of these software, because that's what the government's going to do. The Supreme Court today decided that it was okay for Hollywood and anybody else to sue the creators of the software.
And what's that going to do?
It's going to put people in jail or put them in heavy financial burden because of nothing.
Please, they're in corporations, I'm certain. So
well, Brad Cohen is an individual.
So I'm certain the only thing that's going to happen is it's going to drive this underground.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying it makes any point, any
Actually,
difference, and that's another reason that I can't get excited about it.
Also, the other thing, that the way the law was stated is that they're able to sue these companies if they are encouraging... illegal activity on their software. Now,
none of them do.
None of them do. And you know what? In fact, if you could prove that in court, they're not going to be able to prove that in court. There's no way. Grokster does not. They don't encourage illegal activity. In fact, there's disclaimers. They say these software say do not use our software for illegal activity.
I just think for someone who doesn't care very much, man, which you're awfully passionate about it.
I've been attacked on all sides.
It's like putting...
Oh, my God, you don't care. You're not with our opinion. I hate you. Here's some facts. You people and you just want to steal so bad. That's all it is.
BB writes in, hey, guys, I've been listening to...
That's your opinion.
I've been listening to Free Talk Live via podcast for about 4 months now, and I absolutely adore the show. I never listened to normal talk radio, but I was curious about your show when I saw some Free Talk Live bashing on Podcast Alley a few months back, and have listened to pretty much every show since then.
We ought to send them a little thank you note for that.
You mean the bashers? The people that bashed us?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I usually thank them in person. I usually actually thank them publicly. I just say, hey, we appreciate this. Thanks for the negative publicity. But the recent discussion thread on file sharing software has been playing with my head. Normally, it's Ian who takes the extreme, barely able to be substantiated position, and Manwich is the voice of reason. I've gotten used to that, and I like it. I like having the extreme view stated by Ian. I admire your passion and love the fact that you don't compromise that passion. And I like having the more rational view stated by Manwich, because I can see how some of this stuff might actually happen in the real world versus Ian's Libertopia.
It's not a game, people. This is real.
On this thread, however, Ian is the rational one, and Manwich has the kind of silly, extreme view that cannot be substantiated.
It's not like they chose to switch it up.
Come on, Manwich, don't do this to me. It's playing with my head. I cannot believe the same man who was so genuinely emotional over the Supreme Court ruling on eminent domain said, my position on this issue is I don't care. You can't pick and choose which things it's okay for the government to go after, Manwich. You have to care about all of them or none of them. You don't have to get on your soapbox or write letters to your representatives about all of them. You can pick the ones that mean something to you, but you can't say I don't care about any of them. Well, at least not in my book. Not that this will stop me from listening. I love you both and the show. Keep it up. So there you go, man. What you're alienating your core audience.
The core audience of reasonable people. Here's the thing, is you're demanding of me that I get excited about, that I want to protect people that are not just breaking the law.
It's not stealing!
But acting in an immoral fashion.
Until they start selling something, they're not stealing anything.
That's
because
an
nothing
opinion
is being created.
Wait. We're not even arguing that right now.
That is the core of it,
you're
though.
You're not allowing people... But you're totally misunderstanding. These are business people that are creating
a product. Why don't you tell me about it, then?
I can't tell you about it because you're totally closed-minded to it. And you're angering your fans, man. You should listen to them more often. This is Free Talk Live. Come back with more.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate Michael Badnarik is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, and check out the live streaming we've got. We've got the broadband version of the show. We've got the dial-up version. It's all free at freetalklive.com. And also, don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, all you have to do is give them a call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org, again, freestateproject.org. So we've had a variety of Supreme Court cases come down today, very poor decisions, and I think we've recapped pretty much all of them. So do you guys have any additional comments?
Yes, I do. I want to say something real quick about the whole file sharing thing, because, again, I want to make my point clear on this.
We will not make any dents in Manwich on this.
No, of course not.
Okay.
Of course not, but I want other people to realize.
He shut off his brain entirely when it comes
right.
to. He's got his position, and he's going to stick to it, even if he's completely
right, but I want to wake other people up to my view on
okay.
this and have them understand something. if you were to have a physical object where you went out and you bought all the parts for it, and you take that and you put it together, and even if it's identical to something else, that's yours. You put it together, you own it. As long as you're not selling it, you're not making an additional profit off of it. You've made your materials, you own that. You own that object, okay? You've bought all the materials to make it, you made it, it's yours. It doesn't matter if it looks exactly like some copyrighted, you know, product that's already out there. It doesn't matter, because it's yours. You created it and you bought all the materials to make it. Same thing with music files. You go out, you buy a hard drive, you've got all the materials to make all the music you want on that hard drive, or as much as that hard drive will hold, mm-hmm. and all you're doing is you're rearranging that drive, and you're creating something with materials that you have bought, that you have purchased. Just, you know, the fact that you know, you are, whatever, you've connected to another computer or whatnot, and you write that onto the drive or whatever, it doesn't matter. You're creating something with materials that you have purchased.
So you're saying as long as you don't profit from it, then it's not stealing.
Because at the point that you profit from it, what has gone is that you've created something from someone else's materials at that point. At that point, you've created something that was
profit.
Someone... You created profit. You've created something. You've created profit from someone else's...
Their ideas.
Right, their ideas. Their inventions.
Sorry, I disagree.
And
you
it's
know,
at that it, point that you're stealing.
I believe that if you take somebody's song, it's their song, and you reproduce it...
So what about the first... What about the first instance?
What are you talking about?
You didn't support me on the first instance. What if I go out and buy all the parts to a Ferrari and I build myself a Ferrari?
If you...
And it looks exactly like a Ferrari.
If you use the little symbol that says Ferrari on it, you violated a copyright, my friend.
And copyright's
no.
insane.
No, I haven't. Not in a court of law. No, I have not. Not until I were to try and sell that Ferrari.
As a Ferrari.
Hmm. Not until I tried to sell it would I have violated any copyright. I'm allowed to build a Ferrari for myself, just like I should be able to copy a music file for myself and listen to it and do whatever I want. Now, if I were to go out and take that music file and play it for an audience, then there's a problem as well.
No, you can play it for an audience, but you can't charge them to be there.
I think even playing it for an audience, the way copyright, the way, you
well,
know,
I mean,
the ASCAP and BMI.
It would depend. I mean, like, you could say an audience in the case of a professional football game, but they all paid money to be there. They paid money to watch football, but they're still paying,
I see what you're saying. That's a gray area.
For example, you can't play music. You can't play music even if you own the CDs. You can't play that music in a restaurant.
At a bar,
unless you own
right.
the license, because you're playing it for an audience at that point.
Let's go to the phones to the fun to John in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, sir. What's up?
I just want to say I love your show, and I want to get in on a little bit of this file P2P.
Get on it, sir. Get on it.
You know, if they rule on this, then you might as well just go ahead and get rid of everything, all the copying devices, everything. I mean, DVD burners, CD burners.
Right, and that's one of the areas I cornered Manwich on, and of course he just kept repeating his mantra over and over again.
Every copyright thing on a video cassette says that you may use that for your own, if you may copy and use it for your own use, but you may not distribute it for money.
You know, here's what bothers me though. Do you think that the people that are using these peer-to-peer networks are taking any kind of responsibility for the theft that goes on?
No.
That's not that.
That's because there's no theft going on. None at all.
You know, if...
For example, what I was just saying about the music being played in a restaurant, the reason why music isn't allowed to be played in a restaurant is because at that point, theft is going on. Because at that point, if you're using music in your restaurant or your club, then you are generating profit from the use of that music. That's why that is illegal.
You're not selling the music in the restaurant, you're selling the food.
That's
but
true,
it doesn't
but it's
matter.
A factor. It's a factor.
It's
you
a
may
factor.
Be going to that restaurant because they play good music. That could be a factor.
Eh.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's a factor, and that's why that's why it's illegal. That's why the law is there. And why is the law so different for file sharing? It shouldn't be. It should be the exact same concept.
But, John, you're saying if we carry this to its logical extreme, we need to ban all the CD burners?
Copier, scanners, dual tape decks, CD burners, DVD burners, anything that you can copy anything with should be gone.
Yeah, that's if we were...
According to the ruling.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And one comment about the BMI ASCAP thing.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Mafia extortionist.
Well, you're pointing that out because Manwich claimed that he was paying his BMI fee, so therefore
well,
he
no,
could
the,
download
the
music.
Stations that we work for.
Definitely. I mean, I've recently dealt with a situation. We have a club here in town that has all original music played, and BMI tried to basically extort money out of these people.
I'm saying
that the people who are playing the original songs, they still need to receive money for that.
It's insane. John, we appreciate it. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Toll free.
I want to get sued by the RIAA. You know why? Because I know exactly how much it's worth. That all the music in the world, I know how much it's worth. And I'll tell you when we get back.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. How much is all the music in the world worth? We will find out in a moment.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home. Uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Take control of the airwaves, although you better do it now, because we're only here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Menwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We have created an interesting little program. We call it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The concept is we want to give you less commercials, less commercial time to listen to. In a given hour of radio, you're listening to at least 16 minutes worth of commercials. And we want to cut that back. We want to cut it back to by 25%.
You know, our AMP program is similar to what I wanted to talk about here.
Yeah, okay.
It's all the archives you want for $3 a month.
Well, actually, no. AMP, the AMP program doesn't give you any real
benefit. No, it doesn't really give you any extra benefit. But, well, you can still say that statement and have it be true.
Well, what we're doing here is we've come up with a way where if you voluntarily contribute $3 a month, at amp.freetalklive.com.
Wow.
Yeah, amp.freetalklive.com, then once we reach a certain level, we'll cut back the amount of time we spend on commercials. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It just takes money, and so that's what we're going to do.
That is probably the first time in years that I've actually ever heard voice your voice crack. Falter.
No, I've done it before.
You've
I haven't
stuttered.
Heard it much either.
You've stuttered, but your voice has not faltered
doesn't
in, like,
crack.
Years.
It
doesn't crack. I mean, we got to get you a water on the next break, man. We've been working you too hard.
So, you need a break, buddy.
Go check out amp.freetalklive.com. Just we've been, there it goes again. Because we've been screaming at each other during the breaks. That's what it is. Manwich, we've been screaming at him. All right. So what is this?
Put him in the gulag.
Johnson, what is it you're saying about you know the price of all the music in the world?
$4.95 a month.
And what where do you get that from?
That's from one of the I'll advertise it. I don't care. Yahoo Music Unlimited.
Can you explain? What do you mean?
You can listen to all the music you want. Put it on your portable music player. $4.95 a month.
But you can't broadcast
They've got a million songs for but you can listen to it. It's personal use.
I see.
Again. Personal use. I'm not talking about, if I want to listen to music on my own, it's not about broadcasting it. These companies are suing people for using music personally.
And they're suing
not
them
making
for
any sort of profit off of it, and they're suing them for hundreds of thousands. They're suing them for, hundreds of dollars per song.
Yeah, they've settled for around $3,000
a 12-year-olds, grandmothers.
Right. See how the market...
Who's scum? Who's scum? Not the little person who just wants to listen to some music. It's the scum companies. These people are not thieves.
See how great the free market is? It solved the problem. All you've got to do is pay $4.95 a month, and you get to have all the
music. Yeah, and look at what happens. Look at how much the music is worth. Were we being lied to by the companies? Gee, I wonder. All those songs are worth thousands of dollars a song, Manwich.
I'm sure they are to the companies.
No, they're not.
If they were worth thousands of dollars,
if
they were worth thousands of dollars to the companies, then they'd be charging $59.99 a month instead of $4.99.
These songs are worthless.
Then you'd be saying that they would only have 20 customers for $1,000.
So they're obviously not worth thousands of dollars.
They're not. It's totally worthless. CD sales have gone up with file sharing.
That's true.
I've bought more music.
I've bought more DVDs because
But if I own a product and I don't want you to be, fiddling around with it, moving it and all that other stuff, then I should be able to, that's something I should be able to say.
Sorry, no, legally you don't have that option. If people want to create something, use it for their own purposes. If I want to take the parts together for this coffee mug and build it myself, I can do so.
Manwich is a huge fan of monopoly privilege, and unfortunately we don't have much more time to explore that one tonight.
Fascist.
We'll be back. He's a semi-fascist, part-time. All right, we're coming back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll see you then. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com.